Blog Talk Radio.
You know, it's a terrible rainy day, but some good news from all this nonsense of bombing. We actually caught the guy. How is it down there
Hooray.
In Nashville? How is it?
Well, it's actually a beautiful sunny day here, but of course I've been pinned, you know, to the news. You know, I'm a New Yorker, so I feel it. They got this scum. Let's find out how many heads are on this Hydra. Let's stop this stupidity.
I know. You know what?
I don't know, man.
I think that we need to stop also blaming the candidates. This has nothing to do with candidates. I said that on my Facebook site. You know, it led from one thing to another. I said, let's deal with capturing. Forget about wasting energy on other things.
Yep.
I'm just wishing that the people of the city that there was no casualties.
Mm-hmm.
We were very lucky, and a lot of the New Yorkers and New Jersey people, they were the ones that they saw something, they called up 911, and it turned out how lucky. It turned out the guy left his phone. And it wasn't a burner phone. It wasn't a burner phone. And they realized it was a real flip phone. And they went back and they found it. And they saw the name. And then they talked to the people in New Jersey because it went down to the seaside, obviously. And they found out, but he left the phone there, too. And they figured 2 and 2 = 4 this time, huh?
Mm-mm. Well, we're totally, I've been trying to stay politically silent. I can't, you know, this is our circus. These are our monkeys. There's enough to go around all, but I totally agree with you. Let's not make this a political thing. And also, too, I'm just wondering how the heck the pressure cooker industry is surviving and who buys a pressure cooker? So,
Me. <laughs> Yeah, you. I use pressure cookers to cook, but it's not the ones that they're using. Those scare the living daylights out of me, the ones that they're using, because they're manually having to open, you know, and close. And if you don't have the pressure out, the thing could explode. And that's the thing that scares me. The newer ones nowadays that the cooks use, you can't open it until the pressure's all let out.
Well, he's in custody. Let's hope that anybody who was helping him is going to soon be in custody, and we march on. You will never win. Never. So,
and the whole thing is that let's just continue forward, not go backward, not do the blame. We got to just keep going, and we got to improve in other things. But let's stop blaming and just work, because you can't control. And here's the thing. We cannot control individuals. And that's the thing. And you know what? So it's not a blame. You can't blame, you know, whatever this guy did, can't blame it. Oh, it's because of. No. He's an individual. That was his mind. You know, and we just have to deal with it and start moving along here.
I saw them stuffing him into the ambulance, so he was awake, he was alert, and somebody had their cell phone an inch away from his face. I'm pretty sure that guy's in custody now, and he can say goodbye to that cell phone. But anyway, I don't know, you know, it's kind of like, what, is that terrorist paparazzi? I don't get it. But anyhow.
Well, you know what?
I
think with 5 hours, they only put that picture of the guy up 5 hours ago,
and they got him.
Is pretty fast. They got him, and you know what? And I think the person that took the photo is probably making sure that people know, here he is. You want to see it? Here he is. He got him. We got him. So that's
it. He doesn't have that cell phone anymore. I'm pretty sure that was taken out of his hands. But anyway, we are consciously choosing to move forward and believe that there's more good people than bad people. And, you know, it's just and being part of the media, because we are, and the media can be really caustic and horrible and irresponsible and inaccurate, we're going to try and stay real. We're staying
correct.
Real. So there you
right.
go. Yep. And all of that, let's see, we have a guest today, so we want to get to her real fast, and then afterward we're going to talk about the Beatles movie and,
yes.
You know, I tuned in and out to the Emmys. I was glad to see Ben Mendelsohn won for Bloodline and Dame Maggie Smith won for Downton Abbey, but neither one of them were there to collect their awards.
I know.
So
it was a funny bit with Jimmy Kimmel about the Dame Maggie Smith. Every time she wins, every year.
I hate award shows, so I just look at the clothes, and then once the clothes start to bore me or irritate me, I tune it off. But anyway, I was watching, I'm into Netflix, you know, and I'm watching
Jonathan Strange
and Mr. Norrell.
I thought that what they did when they did the in the memory of all the people that have passed this year, they did a lovely job. And that one was just really beautifully done with the song and the girl singing, and it was a beautiful song, you know. So that was, you know, I believe that's a Leonard Cohen song, isn't it?
I missed it.
Yeah. Oh, well,
if it was beautiful and Leonard Cohen.
It's Hallelujah.
There you go.
It's
Hallelujah.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah. That song is gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Yeah.
And there are people that were left out, and that's always disappointing to their families and their fans, but it's just the way that it is, and it's awful. But I hate loss anyway, so, you know, it's.
But I was shocked to see some of the people I didn't realize had passed, so it was
mm-hmm.
interesting. Yeah. So anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get on to, well, you know, we have our series called Great Broads, and we have, it's not a long list, so if you make it to the list of our Great Broads, you are a real happening chick. And this particular lady comes from, certainly you can call them the first family in American music, because she's got a few siblings that, you know, sing a little too. But she's still in there. She's still performing. I hear a rumor she might be working with Peter Asher again, and she's on tour. And without further ado, we want to welcome back to the show one of our fan favorites, Kate Taylor.
That's
hi,
right.
Hi, everybody. Hi,
hey, Kate.
Yeah, hi, May.
Hey, Kate.
Kate Taylor
absolutely.
Here. How are you guys doing? Oh, my God. What a world, huh?
I know. What a world.
Yeah.
Hey, I was going to say, hey, it's great that you're working with Peter again.
Oh, my God, May. It's really, really a treat. I love Peter, and I just admire him so much. And I had met him with Brother James back when James and he were recording for the Beatles, you know, the Apple label back in 68. And I went over to London to visit James, and I met Peter. And we went out to Peter's beautiful cottage in the country outside of London, and to have a little tea party he was throwing. And that's where I first learned that tea is really the ultimate sugar delivery system. Somebody made it's like the English. I was talking to Peter about this the other day. I said, I had the best cup of tea at your house. There was tea with milk and two sugars. And he said, oh, yes, that's the way it's done. I said, well, it turned into the way I took sugar for the next, you know, 40 years. But anyway, James and I went to this little party in the afternoon out there, and there was this ancient empty stone swimming pool in the yard. And James and I went down into the bottom of that pool and started to sing our, you know, some songs that we'd been doing since we were kids together. And, you know, it sounded great. It was like echoey in this space. So, you know, like its own little reverb chamber. So then, you know, I ended up coming back home, back to the States, and I was going about my business. And then, like, about a month goes by, and I get the phone rings, and it's Peter Asher telling me he is moving to Los Angeles, and did I want to make a record? And I said, let me think about it, yes. And this was like 1970. I came out to Los Angeles. We started working on a demo, and James was very helpful with the demo. And and we, you know, shopped the thing around, and I got a record deal, and we went, ended up making the record in L.A., and it was such a great time to be in Los Angeles. You know, everybody was just, there were so many of our, you know, most beloved, you know, musical icons who were at that point out there just kind of starting their careers. And we were all, you know, hanging out and in this little kind of, you know, cadre of musicians and singers and songwriters, and it was so much fun. And Peter was my, you know, producing the record, and he was managing my career at the time. And, you know, he is just an extraordinary talented, you know, extraordinarily talented guy, and you know, so tasteful and so just, you know, and, you know, really good at what he does. And we made this record, and I toured, and then I came home, and, you know, one thing led to another for me. I ended up having a family and made a couple more records in the 70s, one which James produced, and one we went down to Muscle Shoals and made a record down there. And then I had my daughters and you know, kind of, I like to say I was appearing nightly in my kitchen. and then I, you know, but I didn't see Peter. I saw him occasionally because he was still working with James. He was James's producer, and he was also producing, you know, a lot of other folks, but Linda Ronstadt and James. And, you know, I saw him occasionally, but it was, let's see, probably 2 or 3 years ago, I did a show at Feinstein's in Manhattan, and I contacted Peter, and I said, you know, I'm back on the road. I'd really love it if you'd come to my show. And he did. So it was really the first time he'd seen my show, you know, in 40 years.
Wow.
And I was so gratified that he'd gotten a chance to see it. And then he put together his memoir show, which is a great, you know, it's a great evening of music and stories. And I went to see his show. He put it on at Feinstein, so I went to see his show. And met his band, and then, you know, then we ended up doing, Peter and I ended up doing a show together here where I live on Martha's Vineyard. Peter and the band came here, and we did a show together, and he presented his memoir show. And then when it came time within the timeline of his storytelling, he brought me out, and I did, you know, 4 or 5 numbers, and then he finished up the show. And it felt so good. I mean, it was like this full circle. You know, I felt as if I'd really just, you know, completed some kind of a cycle, you know, when I got a chance to sing and work with him. And then just this past week, I was out at and opened the show for him, and he's doing now the same kind of thing, but he's doing an acoustic thing where he works with Albert Lee, who's this wonderful guitar player, English, you know, guitar player who worked with the Everly Brothers for years and worked with Emmylou Harris, and he's an incredible guitar player and a wonderful guy. And he and Peter do this kind of a duo show where they tell stories and do their songs. And I've had a chance to work with Albert a little bit recently, and so I got a chance to open for Albert and Peter doing the show at McCabe's in L.A., in Santa Monica. And it was awesome. It was so much fun. And Peter is a gas. He's hilarious. And, you know, his songs are great, and his stories are incredible. And, you know, he was just there with his finger on the pulse of what is our, you know, this kind of modern, you know, our musical, you know, legacy here, you know, this from, and he's just got the greatest stories. And so we, it's just really been fun to reconnect and kind of, you know, get to work with him again. I've really loved it. And so that, you know, that's kind of it. You know, it's been great.
Well, I'm,
now,
you know what? I'm glad that you've reconnected with Peter, because he is a very talented guy. And I did see a little bit, and I'm saying a little bit, of him and Albert Lee last I think it was September. I happened to be in London when they were doing a little bit for opening up for Jerry Lee Lewis for his 80th birthday.
Oh,
and I was in London. Yeah.
That must have been a blast.
It was. I mean, you know, so it was getting everybody
cool
in. That it was cool. It was great. I mean, the whole group of us, Robert Plant, Ringo, myself, we all got on stage to sing Jerry Lee Lewis' Happy Birthday. His
80th. Oh, what fun, May. What a,
yeah.
Oh, my God, how great is that?
Yeah, so you know what? And so I know that, you know, what Peter has to offer and how wonderful he is, you know, with the stuff. And I'm just glad that you're working, because it's like old home week again, you know. It's somebody you know, and he's talented, and, you know, you can't beat that.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just, and I had this beautiful life of, you know, raising my kids and having this, you know, this this life here and stuff. But to be able to get back to it and to sort of get back to where I once belonged, you know, I just really feel it's really, I'm very grateful.
Go ahead, Cynthia.
I have a Taylor family question. Like when you guys get together for holidays and stuff, does somebody yank out the guitar and you start singing, and do you say to each other, "That sucked"? You know, no, that was no good. I mean, is it like that? Is it kind of like that?
You know, first off, getting us all together, just getting us together is a big deal, because
I was
going to
say that's a feat in itself.
that's a huge. You know, there have been times when we have been able to get together in the last, you know, while and do some singing together. It really, even if it's just the littlest bit, it feels so good. It just,
hey, you know what?
A resonance that's just undeniable. It's lovely. And but you know what? I would never say any of my brother's music sucks. Because it's always.
Hey, we have a caller on the line here, Sin.
Ooh, let's go see who it is. Yeah, I'm going to go pick it up.
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. Hello, caller, area code 412. Welcome to the show.
It feels so good.
You know what?
A resonance that's just undeniable.
She's getting the feedback that we're just.
But you know what?
Turn down. Hello.
My brother's music sucks.
Hi. All right. You know what? They were listening to the show as they were calling, and there's a little bit of a delay. So turn down your computer or your radio and call back. We'd love to have you check in.
Hey.
For a second there, I thought it was one of those sex lines. That's what it sounded like. It was like
So I was going to say, Kate, so Pete, when people want to know where you are, they can go to your website, like katetaylor.com?
katetaylor.com, and I've got a page for my shows, and they're welcome to come and, you know, onto my Facebook. I've got Kate Taylor's music page on Facebook, and then also my Kate Taylor page, which is, you know, one of those, it's not the business page, it's like the personal page, and I post everything there, and, you know, but if they want to write to me and find out what I'm up to, it's kate@katetaylor.com. And I'd love to hear from anybody that is interested in finding out what's going on.
Kate. Your fan is back on here. Hold on. Okay,
hi,
area code 412.
Hi,
you're back.
Who's this?
Hi, my name is Mark.
Hi, Mark.
How are you, Kate?
I'm doing fine. Where are you?
Good. North Versailles, near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Yes.
Wonderful.
And May. Hi, May. I don't want to not say hi to May, too. I've been following you for a long time, of course, since the Sister Kate album.
Well, you're a darling.
Which I loved. I got in high school. A friend in high school had it, and I had always wanted it. And back in those days, I used to look at records constantly, and sometimes I didn't know if I had heard nothing from them, I wouldn't buy them. But then I always looked at the Sister Kate, and I wanted it. And this guy in high school, I said, well, how do you like it? He had a bunch of albums one day, and yours was one of them. I said, how is it? He goes, it's damn good. And I said, and I immediately bought it. Not that I wasn't probably going to buy it anyway, you know what I mean? And it's just been a classic for, it's just, I love it.
Oh, thank you.
We saw you once in about 78 or so, in opening for America.
Yes.
I think it was.
Oh, my gosh. That must have been
that was late 70s.
Go with them, yeah.
Yeah, and they had done two shows that night. It was funny, and I think you only got to do about 20 minutes or so. It was real short because they added two shows because they sold out or something at a small theater. And
okay.
So that's the only time I really got to see you live. I keep hoping you come back somewhere to the Pittsburgh area. We have a couple of nice, really small theater-type things, very small little venues. It would be really nice, you know?
Well, Mark, I would love to come there. And so, you know, why don't you – will you do me a favor and write me at kate@katetaylor.com and tell me the names of these theaters, and maybe I can contact them to see if there's
I will. One time I tried to do with one of them, and I've posted on your Facebook once or so, and then I have two email exchanges with you. I asked you once when you were in San Francisco if you talked to Linda lately, and you told me you had, my other favorite,
yeah.
Linda.
I know.
And I loved you two singing on Country Comfort and a couple of those songs together. You know what I mean? I always thought that was beautiful. All the ladies singing. We loved all you guys. My sister Tina was a big, big James fan. Of course, we all are, of all your, you know, all your family and work and that type of music and everything. And she passed away about four years ago. And the last concert I went to her with, of course, was James.
Just a few months
before she passed, not knowing that would happen. And it was in June, and then she passed in September.
Glad you got to see him together. That's such a nice...
Well, we always did. We had been going to see him. I said to her, I kept saying to her, I used to say, and, you know, it's funny when you look back, and I said, I think I've seen James enough times. Let's go to somebody else. But she would never miss him, you know. And it was in June of 2012. And I'm looking, in fact, I'm in my kitchen feeding my 93-year-old mom right now lunch, and I'm looking up at the James Taylor mug that she bought that night. And very, very special memories, you know, and sad, but yet, you know, special.
Again,
we loved your music, too. We just love your records. I wish you'd do another. Are you going to record, is my question, not to ramble on and on. Are you going to be doing any more recording?
Yes, I'd love to. I have a bunch of songs. I'm ready to record. So that's my hope. That's my intention to get started on a new record soon, Mark. And thank you for asking. And I hope you'll write to me because I'll keep you posted on that.
I'm going to tell you a few places locally. There are small clubs and some. In fact, a theater in Irwin, PA, that opened up close. I'm going to do that. And it would be great if Peter could produce you again.
From your lips to God's ear.
I think it would be wonderful.
Wow.
I don't want to take up all your time, though, with your guest here.
Yeah, we got to go.
Thanks,
Mark.
And of course, we love John Lennon, too.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mark, thanks for calling in.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Love you, Kate.
Bye-bye. Go on to her site, then. Great.
Isn't he a darling? God, that's
You know something? See, that has to be great to hear somebody who's been a fan not just 5 minutes ago, but all this time.
It's so gratifying and so wonderful to know. I everywhere I go, I come. You know, there are people who come up and go, you know, that's just a Kate record. Just, you know, we played it over and over in the dorm room, and you know, I'm going, wow, that's what it's all about. You know, that is what it's all about.
Well, we are thrilled to have you back, Kate. And please, as soon as you know if you're recording again or you have something out or any news you want, let us know and come back on because you are one of our fan favorites and we'd love to have you back. And
I really
for anybody out there,
and I would love to get back together with you all and do some more talking. And thank you for this opportunity to speak to you and and to your peeps out there.
And we'll be talking, Kate. We'll definitely
talk. Thanks,
we'll see
Kate.
We'll see
Take
you
care.
All
have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too.
Okay.
Bye for now.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That was great.
She is just such, and you know what, that Mark, whoever you are, to have a fan base like that, you know the people are genuine. So they really like you, they appreciate your work, and the fact that they can relate to you on a personal level is just, that's what it's all about right there.
Right.
Right there.
Meanwhile, you mm-hmm. don't understand. All of a sudden, different things were happening in the background in my house, you know, as the things were going, you know, people ringing. I may still have to get off if somebody's ringing my door. I have no idea. I know. That's what was going
on. Hey, the Beatles movie. You got to go and see it. The Ron Howard movie.
Must go
you
and
loved
see it?
It.
Loved it because it took you back. It was just about the four guys. Talk about Brian Epstein. It talked, that's about, but it was basically music and how they got there with the journalist. Whoopi, my gal Whoopi's in it. So it's a great, great movie. I think it's not about politics. It's not about this or not about, it's not about girlfriends or anything else or wives. It's only about the four guys and their rise to the fame. And they're touring.
Did you learn about something that you didn't know? I mean, were there things that you were not aware of that you saw?
Well, you know what? Because it was more about them on a touring, it wasn't mm-hmm. not knowing, but it was, to me, it brought me back to why I loved them and why they were a force in the music business. That's what you saw. You know, they were little things. But I think it really, mm-hmm. it's one of those movies you want to go back, and everybody that's seen it said the same thing. It just brought them to a space that you want to continue to keep seeing, and you wish you'd gone back in time and stay in that time period. And when you see it, that's mm-hmm. exactly the feeling.
Well,
so
I always say I was never a Beatles fan, but I have learned doing this show with you to appreciate the scope of their work before and after, so
you know that how they came about was basically only about their work, their love for music. That's what it came down to. That's all it is. And you know, and they
now,
were
now has
very,
it been released yet, or did you just went
oh,
to
no,
a
no,
screening,
it's released.
Right?
It was very no no no. It was released, and the day that it was released in England, it was released. They did the premiere over there. There were three different theaters that happened in New York. Our gal, Chris O'Dell, happened to be in New York. She went to one,
Chris,
and I went to another.
Yay, she was
and
in
I ran.
I
and
saw
I,
your
that's
picture
what,
with her. Yeah. Aww.
And then I said, yeah, I kept her busy this week. Let's put it that way. And then, you know, she was here with her sister. So it was just a few things, and she came at the right time. And it was a fun moment. I saw a lot of people, and I want to give a shout-out to my friend Charlie Feldman, who's the senior vice president of, you know, like artist relation, artist writers at BMI. He wanted me to come to the show, and fantastic. I saw a lot of people. Vinnie Pastore, I saw.
I saw the picture with Vinnie.
Right.
Are you going to have dinner?
You know what? What's even funnier? I'm sitting there talking to I'm sitting there talking to Bobby Cannavale, who of course played the main character in Vinyl, and I'm telling stories from that time period. As I'm telling, I didn't realize that the guy he came with was Paul Rudd. So
that's
there
funny.
I am, and we're all talking about it because I was talking about Cagney, so we were just talking about different things. But it was lovely. It was great to see everyone at the theater, and you know, it was nice. And then let's see what's coming up. You know, the Chiller is coming up, and there's some other things coming up. But as they start to solidify, I will talk about it.
Yep.
So anybody
all right,
going
my chicklet. Well, we are. Yeah. Hey, if anybody's going to chill, you'll be there. Frida's going to be there.
Oh,
right?
You know who's what's great? Yeah, Frida. It's Tim Curry who's going to be there. That I'm excited.
Yes, Tim Curry. That's going to be awesome. That's going to be awesome.
Anyway,
all right, my darling. So we are going to say adios for this week.
Adios,
and
we move forward, and we're down to the last minute and less than that. So we'll see. We see you when we see you, right? We'll talk when we talk.
Yep. All right,
and,
my love. See you later. That's Miss May Pang, and I'm Cynthia Nielsen. A big thank you to Kate Taylor and our buddy, our agent, Gary Raychak, for setting that up for us. Have a wonderful week, everybody. Keep safe.